Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson, and we are just delighted to be here right now. Amen. And let me tell you, we are just excited to be back with you. We're excited. I'm going to tell you, we've been so busy in the ministry. My goodness. You know, we had to change our time from 5, amen, 30, absolutely, to our new time, which is 10 o'clock. And let me tell you, I'm excited about what God is doing, and you should be excited too. So listen, let's get started.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm excited to come into your home and come on to the internet, wherever you may be, on the podcast, the Twitter, even in our chat line. Amen. Well, this is the Word for Today radio broadcast ministry, and I'm coming live today from the beautiful city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And let me tell you, I want to say hello to the Citywide Church of God and Incorporated, to all the wonderful and beautiful members. Amen. They are truly a blessing, the youth. Oh, I got to say hello to the youth. That's right. That's right. We have our Citywide Church of God Youth Choir, amen, the angelic dancers, to everybody, lottie-dottie, everybody. Listen, today I just want to talk about a brief topic. My topic today is, what is the purpose of fasting? You know, a lot of us, we hear about fasting. We heard about the Daniel fast. We heard about 3-day fast, 40-day fasts. But there's something about fasting. We hear about Jesus, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, amen. And we come to find out that, man, you know, there must be something special about fasting. Even when the disciples had went out there and they were healing and casting out demons, they ran across one and they could not cast this demon out, that particular person. And Jesus, when they went to Jesus, Jesus said to them, well, this type of demon, this kind of spirit does not come out unless you do some fasting and praying. So we found that there's a combination going on, which is the fasting and the praying. Amen. So I want to talk about choosing some objectives and fasting, you know. And what you mean, man, God? Well, you know, there was a person one time that said that if you aim at nothing, you can pretty much hit anything, huh? How about that? But the thing is, when we need to have an aim or an objective, amen, when it comes down to a fast, we need to be fasting for something. And, you know, if you look throughout the Bible, you'll find many good scriptures that talk about the reason for fasting. For example, you know, I want you to think about Psalms 35 and 13, for example. Let me give you an example right here. I humble my soul with fasting. Mm-hmm. That's David. That's what David said, right? We need to bear in mind that humility is not an emotion. It's not something vague, but it's rather it is specific. Amen. And so God will not humble us because what? He has told us to humble ourselves. I have to prove by experience that if I fast with the right motives and faith, I can humble myself. Let me repeat that. See, because a lot of people think this is some type of emotional thing, but see, God cannot. Amen. You have to want to humble yourself. Now, some folks say, well, I'll probably get in trouble this way. I say, well, you know, God can humble you. Amen. But see, when I humble myself, God exalts me. And let me put it this way, okay? He has told us to humble ourselves. God told us. See, God will not humble us because he told us, amen, to humble ourselves, amen. And, you know, if you think about that, I fast with the right motives and faith, I can humble myself. When I humble myself, God exalts me. Principle, amen, that runs throughout this Bible, whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted, Matthew 23 and 12, amen. So in other words, we have to make the choice. So you and I have to make a choice. Either we're going to be obese, amen, and this is the thing I would like to say, you know, you should ask yourself, make it personal. Do you want to be obese? Or then you can exalt yourself. Or do you want to be exalted? Then you have to humble yourself, amen, by fasting. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I believe that that's one of the basic ways that a believer can humble himself is by fasting. Turn over that plate, you know, because our flesh and our stomach and everything else is going to be fighting against you on that fast, amen. But another motive for fasting is to come closer to God. A lot of folks say, you know, Pastor, I want to have a closer relationship to the Lord. I want to have an intimate relationship. Well, I want to let you know that one of the reasons, one of the things you can do is fast. Amen. So the scripture says that if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. That's coming from the book of James 4 and 8. See, so that lets you know that everything I'm telling you is scripture on today, by the way. I don't want you to think I'm just making up things, but a third reason for fasting is to understand God's word more clearly. How many of you want to understand God's word when you read in the Bible, get a better discernment, a better understanding? Well, I want to let you know that I've learned over the years, even this is real, that when I'm seeking God in times of fasting, he gives me further, deeper understanding of his word. Have any of you ever been there? Amen. I want to let you know that one of my other things I would like to bring out is a very important reason for fasting is to find God's will. A lot of folks say, Pastor, I need to know what my direction was. You know, I need God to give me direction. I need to know what my purpose is. What's his will? See, well, when you are fasting, amen, is to find God's will, and you'll receive direction in your life. Amen. You will receive it. You know, Ezra said, I proclaim a fast there at the river of Ahava that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Ezra 8:21. See, again, it has been my experience and my testimony that when I humble myself in fasting, amen, I can seek him. You can seek him for direction and guidance. You know, and see, a lot of folks say, well, Pastor, pray for me for this. But see, God has given us a answer, amen, in his word. See, we can humble ourselves and we can fast and we can ask God for direction. We can ask God to reveal his will for our lives and everything else, or even his will, amen. So when we are fasting and we seek him for direction and guidance, he does lead us in the right way. You know, and another thing I like to say, there's many situations where we have had to move from one place to another place. You know, even myself, I'm really talking about me. I have been moving from one city to another city, to one state, to another state at one time in my life, especially my younger days, you know. And you have to make a decision on where we're going to be going. Amen. You know, and even the concerns, the ministry, what field of work you're going to be in, or what, even in the regular world, circular world, amen. You got to make a choice and a decision, amen. And one of the things I like to say is this here, even when it comes to church, you got to figure out, well, what type of ministry or another, or what place I want to be at. But I find out that if you take out time, listen to me very carefully, if you take out time, amen, to fast, you got to take out time to fast and prayer. You got to pray and humility and seeking God's direction. You'll receive what we pray for. You will receive what we pray for. Amen. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's another common reason for fasting is to seek healing. A lot of folks need healing. Amen. Isaiah 58 and 8 says, thy health shall spring forth speedily. This also applies to deliverance from evil spirits. Jesus said in one place about a certain type of evil spirit. You'll remember that. I believe it was in Matthew 17 and 21. Jesus said that in one place. He said, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Before Jesus himself entered into his ministry of healing and deliverance, he spent 40 days fasting. Amen. So we find out if our Lord and Savior had seen that fasting was something that needed to be done, that should be an indicator that he was our blueprint. Amen. We also can fast when we need God's intervention in some particular crisis or when some tremendous problem has arisen that we can't handle by our ordinary means. Amen. There are many examples of this in the Bible. Look in the book of 2 Chronicles 20. Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah found that they were facing an invading army that they could not meet with normal military methods. They humbled themselves before God, gathered together, amen, and they fasted and they prayed. God dealt with the invading army. They didn't have to use a single weapon. Isn't that something? Isn't that God? God totally defeated their enemies for them. And I don't believe God has any favorites today. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. I believe he's just as willing to intervene on our behalf when we seek him in the same way. And see, our final reason for fasting is to intercede and pray on behalf of others. Now, many, many people, they come to me about their unsaved relatives, and they ask, what can I do to get my relatives saved? Amen. And then I often ask them, have you ever fasted and prayed for your unsaved husband, for your unsaved wife, for your unsaved daughter, for your unsaved son? Have you been praying? Have you been fasting for your family? Are you willing to make that personal sacrifice? Do something that will cost you on behalf of your loved one. Can I say that again? Do something that will cause you on the behalf of your loved one. There are many testimonies from believers of how God has answered the prayer that is, amen, accompanied by fasting on behalf of an unsaved relative. Amen. If you're going to have a special period of fasting, more than a day or so, or you are going to have some special purpose for fasting, let me tell you something, beloved. Listen here. Sometimes, amen, it is good to make a written list of what you are going to be fasting about and date it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make that list and date it, because I'm going to tell you something that you'll be glad, because many years ago in the early 50s, you know, many people have done different things on several occasions. They've written down, you know, these are folks that have tested and have seen God move on their behalf. But I'm telling you, here's the thing. I believe that if you write down a list, amen, you will see with amazement how many of the things that you have fasted for God answered. See, you need to, I'm like David, you know, I have to go over and reminisce over the blessings that God has gave me. Not only that, but how I prayed and he answered my prayer. Amen. That's what's so important. Even when you think about some of these things, right? To give you one example, if you fasted and you prayed for the salvation of a mother, amen, and although it might take many years before God saved her, but one thing definitely I can tell you about this is that almost at the last moment, she gets saved. Okay, let's say at the last moment, God saved her, you know, and about that last time, you could be reassured that she, amen, had received salvation. But the thing is, watch this here, watch this, amen. I want to show you something, that no matter what, she may have had a tremendous experience of salvation, but it does pay to pray. Can I say it again? I'm going to put that on Facebook. It does pay to pray. Oh, my goodness. I like that. It pays to pray and to fast. Amen. Because you know why? When you look back on that list, amen, you'll be able to praise God for the marvelous answers to your prayer. Prayer lists might be a good idea in your ordinary prayer life. Make a prayer list in your ordinary. I'm telling you something. Make a prayer list in your ordinary prayer life. That's not to say that everybody needs to do it, but if you do, one day you'll praise God for the way he answered your prayers. Amen. I'm telling you, God is just so good. Praise God. You know, and I just want to just give you a little bit more real quick. You know, cause you might, I'll probably just do like a 3-day series if I can. Amen. On the fast and praise God. You know, I want to talk about what happens during a fast. what happens during the fast? So I'm just going to give you this a little bit. We're going to continue the rest of this one tomorrow. But what happens during a fast? My goodness. You know, and one of the things that's going to happen, praise God, is that most important thing when you're fasting is to talk about what happens. Okay, so I want to talk about this a little bit, all right? During a fast, I strongly recommend that you take as time for Bible reading and prayer. It's very important that you understand that one of the things you should be doing is spending some time with God. Amen. You know, so I strongly recommend that you take some time for Bible reading and prayer. You know, and one of the things is, you know, if you're fasting, you know, there's different type of fast. So I really want to get into, you know, some people might have a couple of meals and others can't do, but, you know, do that. They might only have one meal. We always say in the old church, you know, back in the day, turn over your plate. So, you know, we're going to talk about getting into that and the different objectives that you can, you know, apply during the time of your fasting. Amen. Because there's a lot of things I really want to discuss. But until that time, listen, I do want to share with you some great news, praise God. Since we have last been on the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministries, amen, I want to let you know that we did acquire our Ephesus, our place of worship, praise God, in the beautiful city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right, amen. Y'all should be shouting and jumping for joy. Let me tell you, we are located, City by Church of God is located, amen, at 137 Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right, Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And I'm telling you, God has just been blessing us. Amen. You need to come and visit us. You know, I remember when we was just doing outdoor service, before outdoor service, we was in the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Amen. And, you know, let me tell you something. It's such a blessing. Amen. It's such a blessing to be able to see the hand of God moving. Amen. You know, and when God's hand is moving, it's not man's hand, you know it's going to turn out all right. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, my goodness. I'm telling you, we had to go through some things, amen. But how many of you know, even in the going through, amen, if you stay focused upon God, if you don't become weary in all your good doings, if you don't become weary in your faith, but you keep your eye on the prize, which is Jesus Christ, if you can just submit and commit yourself unto the Lord, my, God will show up and he will show out. You know, I got a new pair of glasses today, so I'm still getting used to them. Amen. My eyes are getting adjusted so that bifocals without the line transitional. And I'm telling you, when I look out for the distance part, I feel like I'm walking on top of the world. And I feel the same way when it comes to our Lord and Savior. When we're serving the Lord, I feel like we're on top of the world. Amen. Why? Because God has done some great things for us. And I'm preparing to let you know this coming Sunday, our worship services start at 1:30 p.m. And it is our first Sunday for the month of December. That's our communion Sunday services. We have a newborn baby, part of the ministry. Sister Pearl Van Ness had a beautiful baby boy about a week ago. Amen. And I'm telling you, he is just a beautiful addition to the body of Christ. The young folks, I'm telling you, they have been such a blessing. Not to mention, we just came out of a 3-day holy convocation. My goodness, I'm telling you, one of our guests was Apostle Teresa James. She came, she tore the place up, and threw Band-Aids, love, and everything on top of it. We had Pastor Diane London from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She came out, her and a lovely congregation, husband and overseer. We had such a wonderful time. I just appreciate him. Yours truly, I started out on that Friday, Pastor Hampton. He couldn't make it. He got detained in traffic and everything else. But, you know, God still worked it out. I'm excited that, you know, breaking the spirit of bondage, we had a breakthrough. Amen. And how many of you know that even in this coming year, that God is still giving us favor, even in the midst of all the trouble that's going on out there in the world. We want to definitely keep the families in California that were the ones that got murdered yesterday. Amen. We want to keep their families uplifted. Amen. There's a lot of tragedy going on. Praise God. But we know something. I know that God got this. Amen. I know that God, he's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our protector. He's our all in all. Amen. But all he's looking for is someone. He's looking for someone to say, I will. Use me, Lord. I will. I'll come. Here am I. Are you that voice? Are you that person? Are you that individual? It is time for us, amen, to just grab hold of the mantle. It's time for us to walk in our true call. Look here. It's time for us to walk in our true callings, amen. That's what I hear the Lord say. You know, Lord has purpose for all of us. Many are called, a few are chosen. Don't be the one that was chosen but refused to come. Answer the call, because our Lord and Savior, he's soon to come back. And there'll be many on that day that will say, Lord, Lord, have I preached in your name? Lord, I was a good person. Lord, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, depart from me, you worker, the worker of the iniquity. You know, wow. I want the Lord to say that to me, amen. I want the Lord to welcome me and say, come in to your rest, my good and faithful servant. I want to be with our Lord and Savior. Don't you? Amen. Listen, if you're out there on today and you're listening to this broadcast and you're saying, well, man of God, amen, that's me. I want to be a part of the Christ body. I want to be a part of the Lord. Amen. I want to be saved. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray with you, and I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Amen. I want you to understand that God said, amen, if you will believe and confess that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Amen. A man has a man speaking with his mouth, but believing his heart. Uh-huh. So you have to believe this thing. We're stepping out on faith. Amen. It's not just something that you do, but it's something that you have to believe. Amen. So that's you on today. Just repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God that died for my sins, and that you were risen on the third day, and you sit on the right hand side of the Father in heaven. And Lord, this day I ask that you will forgive me of all my sins, because I am a sinner. I repent and I turn from all my evil ways, and I make notice to Satan. Satan, I denounce every works and everything, every curse, everything I put my hand to that God is not pleased with. And I surrender over to Jesus on this day. And amen and amen. Listen, I want you to know that if you need more literature, if you need Bible, if you need tracts, if you need, I want to bless you on today. I want to be able to send you some information that's going to help you continue your walk with the Lord. Amen. You can email us at info@citywidecog. That's info@citywidecog. Amen. I want to know that God is just doing some great things. The Lord has placed my spirit to make a new email just for the word. You can email us also at today@citywidecog. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about what's going on. We have a Christmas gospel concert coming up. Amen. And I'm telling you, my Lord, I've been looking for, you know, the believers. We have a couple of sisters in the ministry. They have I'm gonna have them come on and speak with us. They have Bay's Kitchen, amen. Soulful, my Lord, they are such a blessing, amen. I'm telling you, you eat that food there, my goodness, you're gonna wanna just order another plate and then go home and this and that and go to sleep. I'm telling you, it's so delicious. I thank God for them, though. I'm going to have them come on, amen, and they're going to talk about, praise God, their restaurant and everything and what they're doing. Praise God. God has truly been blessing them, and they've been a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. You know, God is a good God. Amen. He is such a good God. Praise God. And I'm telling you, who would not want to serve a Lord like ours? Amen. Amen, amen. I would love to interview them. We got some time. And I was hoping that I can get them to come on today. But, you know, while we're waiting, let me play some music real quick. You know, how many of y'all have known you're going through some things? You got to tell the storm to move out your way.
I want to praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for instructions. We thank you, Father, for the storm being moved. We clearly declare the storm is gone. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every one on this day. Bless each and every one this morning. Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, move mightily. Lord, we decree healing upon our platforms now. Lord, we ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, open up the eyes of those that are blind. Lord, that you would just speak right now. Speak to our spirit. Speak to our soul. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. In the blessed name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for salvation. We thank you that the storm is being moved. We thank you right now, Lord, that you're in the midst of everything that's going on. We give you the praise right now. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy name. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for increase. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for healing. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. For the occupation. We thank you for purpose. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us and given us endurance and faith, Lord, to carry on. Lord, we just give you this glory. We praise your holy name right now, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you. Come on, somebody, let's give God praise right now. I want you to know, you join me tomorrow at 10:08 a.m. We're going to have a treat. I believe God got a word for you on today. I believe that God has already done it. Amen, folks. He has already done it. Just give God praise right now. This is thank. We'll see you tomorrow. This is your truly prophet. This is our website at www.citywidecog. That's www.citywidecog. Listen. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Until we meet again, this is your truly, Apostle Andre Thompson.